The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and yet more wonderfully you restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of the one who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave them power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, his Father's only Son, who has come after me. He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of our Lord. Learning is a lifelong process. It leads to the development of human wisdom. And contrary to what an elderly person may say, you can teach an old dog new tricks. The old dog may be a little stubborn, but time and patience eventually wins out in getting us humans to adopt. Education is important, and we begin to teach our children at a young age the value of acquiring human wisdom. Schools have teachers ready to impart their knowledge and wisdom to the students. Industry and commerce have their tradespeople and supervisors ready to teach and certify apprentices and young entrepreneurs to know their line of work. Even families have their matriarchs and patriarchs, an older sibling ready to help, teach and impart their wisdom upon the younger members. We do well in acquiring and understanding what others have learned, and then using it as a guide in our own life. The problem occurs when we ignore or think we know better than others, and even worse, that my way is better than your way. Today's gospel clearly states that no one has ever seen God. Yet over the centuries, there have been plenty of people who claim to know God. Ancient Jewish thought claims that one of the first things created by God was wisdom. In fact, another alternate Lent reading for today speaks about wisdom coming from the mouth of God and covering the earth like a mist. Wisdom of God, as seen in the Old Testament, is like a faithful wife or husband, companion or friend who is always there. Human wisdom, which is corrupted by fame, power, and money, is seen like the unfaithful husband, wife, friend, or companion who leaves us whenever trouble appears. We do not know what God looks like, but there are people who say they know God. Listening in on a conversation between two children, a brother and a sister, I was amused at what they were talking about. The younger sister says to the older brother that she is going to draw a picture of God. And the older brother, believing he knows better, he quotes John 1 chapter 1 verse 18. It says, "You can't draw a picture of God because no one knows what God looks like." And the younger sister quickly replies, "People will know what God looks like after I finish drawing his picture." One child in Sunday school drew a picture of a God who was seen as an adult figure, flying around, yelling and screaming at the angels to work hard, harder. I would like to know what's going on in that family's head. The wisdom of God is often the complete opposite of human wisdom. Our newspaper article written by a priest I had to agree with years ago when he described the episode of no room in the inn for the baby Jesus. When God comes knocking at the door, people either don't answer or they go running for cover. Part of the church's celebration of Christmas is our proclamation of God making himself known fully through his Son, Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh. God's Word leads us to a greater understanding of God's wisdom became flesh, yet the world did not know him. But to us who have received him, who believes in Jesus Christ, we have become the children of God, born not of blood or the will of the flesh or of humans, but from God. And this is what Christmas is all about. God has come to us, born in Bethlehem, and we today, like generations before, continue to behold the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Joining our voices with the song of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Redeeming God, you gather together your people from the farthest parts of the earth. Protect your church from stumbling. Let it not be overcome by sorrow, division, or despair. Make us radiant with goodness, that we might live always to the praise of your glory. Hear us, God. Your mercy is great. You bring together heaven and earth. All creation testifies to your splendor. Hold the ecosystems of this earth in delicate balance, from coastlands to farmlands, forests to wetlands, deserts to rainforests. Show us new ways to live in harmony with the world around us. Hear us, God. Your mercy is great. You overflow grace upon grace. Expand the imagination of those who serve in positions of authority. Open their hearts to the needs of the nations and communities. Protect all those in harm's way and those risking danger for the sake of others. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You come to us in the beauty of darkness and light. Bring justice and reconciliation to communities divided by oppressions and misuse of power. Guide us to speak holy words of advocacy and truth. Help us to honor your image in one and another. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Sustain the weak and weary. Refresh those who labor under the weight of pain or sickness. Especially we name those in our hearts who need your healing touch. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You turn our mourning into joy. We give thanks for those who have died in faith. With all the saints, give us our inheritance in Christ. In the fullness of time, gather us all together in your mercy. Hear us, God. Your mercy is great. God of mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.